Cape Talk. Food.
The food feature. And finally, somebody came to chat to us about the food feature. Well, the Grill Father boss himself is in here. Shane Swichelaar joins me in the studio now to chat about his business and his expansion plans and why his food is such a hit in the Cape Town area. Shane, very good afternoon to you.
Thank you. Welcome to you.
Where did your food journey begin?
Shane, it started obviously years ago when my mother was alive. I was the one in the kitchen. I have to taste everything. I have to watch. I'm very inquisitive. What is going on there?
Yes.
What you're doing? And it started with my mom. She was the one that taught me how to cook, taught me about different fragrances and what you need to do. She was a lady in Hart Bay. I grew up in Hart Bay. She was the one in Hart Bay that everybody used to come to. Her name was Auntie Henna. Mm. Everybody used to come to Auntie Henna, put biryani for the 21st or somebody's wedding. She was always the one that used to do it. And her speciality was obviously seafood. She used to make a crazy seafood paella.
Mm.
Yeah. My thing again, I just love to be outside. And I used to do the brying outside and that. And she used to teach me how to mix spices and sauces and stuff like that to get something better out of your meal.
And have you always had that passion for serving soul food to people?
Yes, I love it. I love it. You know, if you think about anything that you celebrate, friends, family, like a birthday, a wedding, there must be food. You know, and food is the one that brings people together. Everything around food is social. You know, you sit down, you eat, you smile, you're happy. That is what food is about. And I'm passionate about food, and I'm passionate about socializing.
Mm. Where did the idea for a restaurant eventually come from? I mean, you had to sort of lose it all to win it all again and to take it all back again. What was that journey like?
Yeah, no, it was a crazy journey. You see, the girl father, I used to do braais for friends and stuff, and they used to say, hey, you must make money out of this, you know? And I thought, okay, fine, I bought the spit braai machine. I used to do spit braais. But spit braais are very seasonal, so you don't make a lot of money off it. And but obviously when season comes, I used to make a bit of bucks, and I did it part-time. And then I went in full-time, and I did a bit of catering as well, and it didn't go so well. And then I started working for a catering company for 4 years, being a driver. But after driving, I used to go in the kitchen and work with the chef and see what he was doing. So I taught myself. I don't have any qualifications or anything like that. Like I say, self-taught, you know. So, and that's where it started. And I started in my garage at home, the Grill Father.
Tell us about starting your own business. It can't be easy starting your own business. No, because, you know,
it wasn't easy at all.
You start worrying about how am I going to pay the rent and how this children's school fees and stuff like that. So,
that's the thing with myself and my wife. When we started the Grill Father, we didn't have money, a lot of money to start it off. So, we said, okay, we've got space in the garage, so we're going to use the garage. And we opened the garage and closed the one side of the garage, opened the other side for people to come in. And it was quite busy for about three, four months. And then, you know, the one auntie in the road, the one auntie that didn't support, the one auntie complained about the cars in the road on a Friday and a Saturday. So she, like, started complaining. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm not planning to stay here, but obviously I don't have capital. So I'm trying to build up some capital to move to a venue. But she went on. And then if people know me, I had a car that I was, besides my wife, I had a car for about 10 years, 12 years, and I had to sacrifice that car. I sold it, and I took that money, and I opened the Grill Father in Westridge. And that was the 23rd of September, 2016, when I opened the Grill Father.
I want to chat to you about the sort of, you know, the paperwork and the bureaucracy and the red tape going through all of that in order to open a business. Because, you know, there's not only just getting your certificate of acceptance from the city, which is quite an easy process. And if you...
Not actually.
Yeah. my experience was quite nice.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, all of that together with all the labor laws and everything, speak to us about that part of the journey.
You see, you know, for anybody to start something like from their house, you know, so you want it on a Friday night, you decide you're going to sell boerewors rolls, you're going to sell chip rolls from your house. That is fine. You know, some extra income that you make, you know, but then for me, I saw a vision and I saw that I could make more money off it and I could sustain my family. So I thought to myself, I'm going to go into it further besides just having it on weekends and going and making some bucks on the side. And then, like I said, we started getting this, it was the old takeaway before, so we fixed up the takeaway, and it was myself, I was on the grill. My wife didn't work at that time, she was on the packing. I had a good friend of mine was on the chip fryer, and my mother-in-law was on the till. Mm-hmm. And that's when we started off, you know. So it wasn't about getting in staff and that stuff, yeah, because I didn't have money. I didn't have any capital to start off. So I used people around me, people that saw my vision and could support me. Mm-hmm. So I had all these friends and my family to help me. And I promise you, the first night when we opened, it was madhouse. It was crazy. I think we came home at 11 o'clock that evening, and we just sat at home, and we just started smiling and laughing and, you know, thanking God what happened, because it was overwhelming of the sea of the support we got from the people.
Yeah, and the vision is now being realized.
It's always
so good. Later on, you had a branch in Retreat.
Yeah, I had a branch in Retreat.
Speak to us about the challenges about that branch.
I had one in, obviously I started off in Mitchell's Plain in Westridge, then I opened one in Wynberg, and then I opened one in the Retreat. In the one in the Retreat, I had a bit of, I didn't have a lot of foot traffic. You know, so it was not near mall. If you understand what I'm saying, there was only this one. It was a fish and chip shop, and then my shop, and then a few other shops in this little center that was there. And it was a bad judgment call on me to open the shop. But you know, it's if you don't take that leap, you're never gonna know. You know, it could have been one of my best stores, but it wasn't. So I made a choice, and I said, okay, now I'm gonna close these doors. And I closed it, and that was a few months ago, and now we're opening one in Woodstock.
Lovely.
And Kells River will be the end of July as well.
So, you know, you have in total?
But it will be in three now. And by Woodstock, with Kells River, it will be four.
Why did you choose, you know, very often people can open a store, and people who want to open up businesses run into a mall, or they run into an established area. Why did you choose to open in Mitchell's Plain first?
Mitchell's Plain is Mitchell's Plain. You either love it or you don't. You know, Mitchell's Plain, I love Mitchell's Plain. I love the diversity. I love the people that's around it. And it's just the vast difference of people, you know, they're all living in harmony. You know, yes, we have gangsterism. Yes, we have break-ins and all that stuff. But if you look at the bigger picture, it's a community that all they want is better lives for themselves.
Mm.
And Mitchell's Plains people, I'm going to be honest, I don't own Grillfather. I'm just a custodian. I make sure there's food. I make sure that the staff gets paid. I make sure the taxes get paid. I'm a custodian. I'm just there. The people of Mitchell's Plains own Grillfather. Okay. You know, because they took it on as their own. You know, even when I opened Woodstock, but Grillfather committee, which explained it. You know, that is their thingy. You know, they took it on as their own. And for me, it was just, what do they call it? Spin of the luck. You know, that people took on to Grillfather the way they are. You know, the way they took on to it. It's crazy.
Tell us a little bit about the name Grillfather, because when I looked at your menu the first time we ordered here, you know, it was like, you know, Don Corleone and...
It comes from my love for movies, you know, and I'm a big fan of the Godfather movies. And, you know, the guys used to call me, hey, Grillfather, when I used to braai. And I thought, that's a catchy name, you know, and I thought, okay, fine. If I ever open a store or anything, it will be called the Grillfather. And, you know, when you apply for your PTY and limited and all that stuff, you have to put three names. And my first name was Grillfather, and then something about the grill, and then they said Grillfather's available. And I said, I want that name, please. And I got it, you know.
Yeah. Run us through your menu very quickly.
Very small menu. People always ask me, why is your menu so small? Whatever we sell, and this might sound like a cliche or like everybody said, whatever we sell, it's good. So there's steak, right? There's everything that's on the grill. There's steak. There's obviously the burgers. There's different burgers that we have. There is the wings. Then we have the booty, which is not the normal booty. It's a foot long booty. And then we have ribs. And then on a Sunday we have a magic surfing turf, which is a 200-gram steak with two grilled crayfish tails in garlic butter. that is a big seller on a Sunday. People come from far just to come and have that surf and turf on a Sunday.
That sounds absolutely delicious. Talk to us a bit about your very naughty burger named the Chick Burger.
The Chick Burger, yeah. Well, the Chick Burger, myself and the good guys from Funny Cup, you know, the brand Funny Cup, they came to me and said, "Hey, we want to have a burger, man, because, you know, we Funny Cup, we want to have a burger." So I said, "Okay, cool. Let us design a burger for you." So we're sitting, and myself and my colleague, we said, and we came up with this burger. And first thing, when we made the burger, that brother said, "Check this burger out." You know, so check this burger out. It's like, check. That, we're going to stick with check. And that's it, you know. And you get people coming to say, "Can I have it on a scoffed burger?" They don't want to say the word, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, it depends how you say it. You know, you say it not in a bad way. You say, "Can I have a check burger?" You know. So that's it. But some people say that, I don't want to mention a name, so give me the almost scoffed burger.
Chatting this afternoon, to the owner, or as he says, he's the custodian of the Grill Father, of course, in Shane Swichelaar, the founder at the Grill Father SA, hopefully going to be opening up another two branches, one in Woodstock, which would be close to myself and Amy, for us to go and have some burgers over there. Talk to us about the support from your family and, you know, the support of your wife, Tina, and certain colleagues in the media, you know, that's just been absolutely amazing.
It's been crazy, you know. Like I said, I started Grill Father about 3 years ago, right? And I use social media, and I'm on social media. I use Facebook to get the word out. We're now on 28,000 likes on Facebook, right? Mm. And I'm on there all the time. I make sure that we're relevant. Whatever specials we have, we punt on Facebook. So if everything, you need something, you can either go to Facebook and type in Grill Father SA. Everything will be there for you. I was in the nightclub industry for over 20 years. So I built a lot of connections and a lot of friends up in the entertainment industry. So what I've done, during the time with Grill Father open, I invited these friends, come over, come have a meal, come check out the meal. So they come in and they said, "Oh, meals are good," and they take photos. "Now I'm here at the Grill Father having a meal," and it's a big thing now. People come in, "I just want to take a photo at the Grill Father logo, you know, that I am here." So it's a big thing. And what they call me, we're sitting in, myself and my wife went out one night for supper, and the guy came to me, "You're the Grill Father." I said, "Yeah." So he told me, "Hey, you're the Grill Father, I know that, but I know where the boss is." I said, "No, yeah." He said, "Your wife?" I said, "Yeah, that is the boss." So he tells me, "Yeah, because you're just a mascot." So I said, "No, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm a mascot."
That's nice. Mm. He knows who the real boss is,
yes, sure,
in the family. How many people work for you at the moment, and with your expansion, how many? Because this is the big thing about small business. Is what they don't realize is that small business employ other people.
Yeah.
And small business, by ways of employing those people, put food on the table at their homes, and you're able to send their children to
families,
school.
Families we look after. We are very close-knit family at the Grill Father. Everybody speaks. You know, if we have a problem, they can speak. We need to do something, raise funds for the families of our staff. We do that. At the moment, we're sitting now with about 32 staff members. That's not including Curls River. Curls River must still add another 12 on there, which is going to be. So in this 3 years now, I would be close to 40.
A couple of WhatsApp messages coming in, and if you have any comments for Shane this afternoon, and if you've been there, give us a call on 0214-460-567, or you can send us a WhatsApp message to 072-567-1567. "Hey, Shane, thanks for not only the awesome burgers, but the service as well. Not even when the store was busy did I ever have to wait a lifetime for my order. Your service is excellent, to bigger and better." Another WhatsApp message coming in: "I love the Grill Father, Zane. His meals are cost effective and delicious. It's like our own personal spur and a plane. I promise to keep supporting him." That comes from Amelia.
Thanks,
and this is amazing, you know, that you make this kind of impact on people and make this kind of impact in society. You know, what are you What are you looking at in terms of going forward with this business? Where are you opening in Cales River, and where exactly in Woodstock are you opening?
Woodstock is in Albert Road, 135 Albert. It's a co-op building, right? So it is right 2 minutes out of town. Cales River is in... It's in central Cales River, near this, on top of Spa. What road is that? That's for Voortrekker Road.
Van Riebeek.
Van Riebeek Road, yeah. Mm. Just near the municipal offices.
Oh, yes.
Right yeah. there. So that is where Cales River One is. Westreach, Mitchell's Plain is in Westreach, near the Civic Center, and Weinberg is near the courts, in the road of the court, just closer to the main road.
The magistrates will be ordering from you.
Yeah, no, we do have quite a bit of them coming in there.
Next thing you know, they'll be calling the magistrates, the Grill Fathers. Eh? There we go. Another major fan just walked into the studio for the Grill Father. Is it an easy journey? How do you stay on course? How do you keep your business?
I'm gonna be very, very, very honest. It's not easy, but for me, I see the Grill Father as my house. Right. So when you come into my house, I want people to be happy. I want people to eat and socialize. And when they walk out of this, that's it. I feel lekker now. I can go home. Now, if they're not happy, they have to tell me. And that is why we're very open. If there's a problem, I'm not saying we don't make mistakes. If it's a problem, speak to me. We'll make amends, and I'll make sure that you're happy. And that's what people in Spain don't get. You know, we've been thrown there, poof. And the service is atrocious that you get. You know, I'm not going to keep my mouth. If I walk into any shop, any major retail shop, and I've got problems, I will say my mouth. But people has been, it's okay, it's fine. That's not what I want from my people. They come into that, they don't expect, oh, it's a takeaway, but oh, it's a restaurant. Okay. They can sit there. They come with their families, you know, and now it's a big thing. And we do a lot of community things where we have functions for kids, for soccer, and, The media and local celebrities do come in and support. When I do give them a call, listen here, there's a child needs this or needs that, they come in and they said, go.
That's great.
We can do something, you know.
It's always good for business to get involved in communities and also give back to the communities if you're possible to, you know, if it's possible to do that. Has anyone finished your monster burger? I believe this is a 1 kilogram patty, and how long does it take?
No, sir. You got it wrong there. It's a 1.8 kilogram patty.
1.8?
The burger weighs altogether about 2.8 kilos. it's not for one person. If I find that person, I will let him eat for free. That he can go there. But we had six people on there. It took them about 10, 15 minutes. Between 10 and 15 minutes, six people on that burger.
Ashane, here's a question that everybody asks from time to time. Are there any vegan options for your burgers lined up for the future?
We're busy with vegan. We got vegetarian burgers, right? Vegan, we're busy with that. We're looking into a, what you call it, the roll, what's it? Anyway, the fancy roll that we must get, yeah. But we're looking into the vegan option.
Sort of a nice brioche roll.
Yeah.
Or a nice Kit Kat.
No, but there's other name for it. I don't know what it's called.
Benini roll, probably. That's quite big, yes. Any advice for young people out there? You know, there's a lot of people out there, and these days we are not schooling our children to go out and actually go and do a job. So they sit around, and you know, I know somebody personally who's also with at university. They started also this kind of burger thing, and they're actually doing quite well. They are three young guys, and they've paid a lot of the university fees and taken the headache off from their parents.
Yeah, sure.
Your advice for young people out there?
You know, just go for it. You know, you can only fail once, and then you try again. You know, it's nothing. See, you won't die of it if you give it a try. You know, you will lose a bit of bucks, but then you're going to lose a bit of bucks walking down the street. You know, so go for it and find your niche. Find out what you like. It's no use. You see, okay, the Grill Father is making money on burgers. I'm going to open our place and sell burgers because it's about the money. For me, it's not about the money. For me, it's about, I promise you, it's about having a decent meal, seeing people enjoying that meal, and socializing. That's what it's all about.
Your meals, as come off the WhatsApp line, is actually quite affordable.
Yeah.
What are the prices of burgers?
My standard burger, 180 gram patty, right, with normal, with chips and everything, $50. You know, for a normal 180-gram patty burger.
The price again?
$50.
Okay, I'm going to fall off my chair now.
Seriously. $50. You won't find it anywhere else. If you do, please, I really need to find out where he gets his stuff. But, you know, and for me, people ask me, like, why is your burger so cheap? What kind of mince are you using? Why are they? I'm using proper meat. You know, you can taste on our food. It's just the mere fact that we do volumes. We just plain people walking there. On a Friday night, it's crazy. I'm telling you now, it's crazy on a Friday night that people will come there. If the wait is 40 minutes, they'll place an order, they'll go home, and they'll come pick it up again, or we deliver.
Mm.
And it's madness. It's just that I do volumes. I'd rather sell 100 burgers and make a 10 rand than sell 10 burgers and make 100 rand a burger. If it makes sense to you, you
and that, understand? Yeah, and that sometimes is the secret of a good business, you understand, is that affordability for people in the community. Last one, yeah, we're chatting to Shane Swichlard. He's the founder at the Grill Father SA. You can go to their website also. I think they've got a Facebook page and so on. The Grill Father will keep on flourishing because of what he gives back to the community. Thank you, Shane and Tina, for bringing such an awesome vibe to our community. Stay blessed, and comes from Chandra.
Thank you so much, Andre.
Thanks so much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you.
The Grill Father on Cape Talk.